Prime Minister Burnham, arrived in Leningrad to a grand reception of the Soviet people. Leningrad, look on your map of the Soviet Union, to the north, the very top part of the map, just before you would go into Finland. Leningrad, the city of the namesake, victor of the revolution of October 1917, named after Vladimir Lenin. The city that held out bravely against the Nazi hordes for over 3 years, surrounded by Nazis, without food or supplies, they were forced to eat their own dead to maintain their eternal vigilance against the oppressor, losing better than half their population. They still overcame the Nazis. Leningrad is a beautiful city now, completely restored. The streets were lined with the flags of Guyana. The pictures, Prime Minister Burnham, all through the areas which he was received, the people received him. Ovations, warm greetings of solidarity from the vanguard of liberation, the Soviet Union. Prime Minister will be in Leningrad today and will go on to Moscow tomorrow. Let us hope that the Prime Minister is able to find the accords there that will bring Guyana into the socialist orbit firmly and totally. According to the Guyana Chronicle, in the great schism brought about by the October Revolution, the National Liberation Movement found itself on the same side of the barricades as the international working class. Having awakened to political life, the peoples of Asia, Africa, and Latin America have become real participants in the social restructuring of the world, introducing in this process their characteristic features, their drive and passion, because the many millions of family and historical peoples became involved in the historical process. The World Revolutionary Liberation Movement received a great impetus, and the national movements acquired international significance. The Russian working class, in alliance with the peasantry and led by the Communist Party, inflicted the first major defeat on world capitalism, said the Guyana Chronicle, the organ of the People's National Congress that rules Guyana in its government. Thereby it fulfilled a supreme international duty before the working class of the world and the national liberation movement. Vladimir Lenin's idea of the alliance of anti-imperialist forces became a political reality. The national liberation movement became an international struggle and part and parcel of revolutionary social renewal of all humanity. As a result of the great October Socialist Revolution in Russia, the Socialist and National Liberation Revolutions have merged, opening up real prospects of freedom for the oppressed nations. Vladimir Lenin wrote in this connection that the idea of the alliance of the international working class and the National Liberation Revolutions had now moved into a new and practical plane. Immediately upon its birth, the land of the Soviets extended a helping hand to the colonial peoples everywhere. Soviet political, diplomatic, military, and economic aid to the peoples fighting for their freedom and independence created a basically new situation in the national liberation areas. A few concrete facts of history will give an idea of the role of the Soviet state in the development of the national liberation movements. It goes on and shows throughout the entire history since the October 1917 revolution that the Soviet Union, according to Guyana Chronicle, has been in the anti-imperialist struggle consistently as it waged the liberation of China, Mongolia, Afghanistan, Turkey, the revolution there, every place, the military and political results of the Second World War, 1939 to 1945, actually won the impact, the tremendous impact on the destinies of the colonial and independent peoples. The defeat of the Nazis, according to the Guyana Chronicle and the Japanese militarist, was primarily due to the bulwark force of the people of the Soviet Union. It drastically changed the socio-political balance of the world in favor of the forces of peace, socialism, democracy, and progress. Then it went on to show, the article is very long, how the Soviet Union was bravely in the battle to defeat militarists in Japan. It was moving to the right, the Soviet Communist Party there. It also recalled in North Korea and Manchuria how liberation was brought by Soviet troops who defeated the Kwangtung Army and smashed the colonial administrative apparatus, which was the key instrument in enslaving the masses of Korea. Took it on down to the very day in which Vietnam, the struggle of Vietnam, Korea, Philippine Islands, everywhere where the forces of social justice are emerging, you find the great vanguard of liberation, the Soviet Union, the true mother of the revolution, October 1917, and the greatest Marxist-Leninist practitioner in the world, have always consistently, according to the Guyana Chronicle, been on the part, on the side of the people struggling for liberation everywhere. The Soviet Union has given a warning to China to pull back the troops from the border. There have been border skirmishes. The Soviet Union has given an also clear warning that China had better get out of the arena of Southeast Asia, trying to incite difficulties again in Indochina. The Soviet Union has also sent a warning to Washington to get out of this situation as soon as you can possibly extricate yourself. The implication of the note, according to BBC, is that the Soviet Union will be sending military assistance, and then again we'll have a major confrontation between the superpowers, and those kind of things can lead to nuclear war within hours. We've been walking the tightrope of nuclear hell for years. No wonder The Children of the Damned is a movie that all should see and ought to be shown again tonight.